bam 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 da ye re 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 si ta la ba ko ye re 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 si ya ma lo oh shayam bam 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 da ye re 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 si ta la ba ko. Praise and worship him here this Sunday morning. Let your focus be in worshiping the Lord here this Sunday morning. Let it be your focus. Oh, shata yara baba, kota yara baba, siya malud. Oh, shayam banda yere bebe besi taraba koya. Oh, shayam bamba banda yera baba. I'm going to be speaking about praise and worship here this day. Amen. That it's what wins the battles that we face. So I give that Blues Clue here this day. There are those that are viewing through Facebook. I would challenge you, if you're sitting down, to stand up. I would challenge you to focus your worship on the Lord right now. That's all he's asking of you right now. To allow your focus to be recognizing Jesus through worship right now. Recognizing Jesus through worship. So we're going to get back in the song. Amen. And some of you need to close your eyes. Some of you need to stop fellowshipping, because we're on the battlefield right now. If you haven't looked around lately, there's a battle taking place for your soul, for your marriage, for your family. There's a battle taking place. And it's time that we acknowledge Jesus and that we worship him here this Sunday morning. If you want the victory, if you want the victory, I challenge you to worship the Lord right now. Hallelujah! Come on, bring it up, bring it up. Oh, shata yara baba siya, my Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, there's so many ways to recognize you here this Sunday morning because you're so great. But here this morning, we worship you from our hearts through the act of worship. I pray here this day, Lord, that you speak in such a way, Lord, that every man, every woman, and youth member in the church this morning would know that you are God. Everyone viewing through Facebook are going to be touched right there where they're at, Lord. And I just pray that you have your way as we worship you, Lord, on this beautiful Sunday morning. In your precious name we pray, and we all say in one accord, amen. If you're ready for victory, let's give praise. Let's give praise. A praise of faith. A praise of faith here this day. Amen. Worship team, you may have your seats here this day. You may have your seats as well. I want to thank all y'all for being here this morning. I want to thank all y'all that are tuning in Facebook here this morning as well. My spirit is moving, and I need you to really, really focus here this day. If you're there at your house and there's some distractions taking place, tell the kids, go to your room. Amen. Or do what you tell your husband, go to your room. You're bothering me. Amen. Do what you got to do to keep the focus for this next hour. Amen. And I pray here, those that are within the sanctuary, I truly believe that the Lord has a word for all of us here this day. I know that he has spoken to me, and I know the message is for you in the times that we're living in right now, if you want victory. Amen. The title of the message here this day is A Time to Recognize Jesus Through Praise and Worship. A Time to Recognize Jesus Through Praise and Worship. I had a thought about 2 weeks now. The Lord's been giving me these thoughts, and as I went to put the message together, the thoughts that I had from over the years of experience, not one of them went on the message for today. The Lord changed it, but it's still dealing in the area of praise and worship. Amen. As we go into the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verses 1 through 6, we're going to view over 20-some scriptures today. Amen? Say yes! Wow! It's about time, Pastor. Last week you only gave us 2 verses. We're going to go Bible thumping today. Amen? I pray that you listen to every verse. Amen? That the Lord would be able to do what he wants to do in your life, in blessing your life, in bringing victory to your life here on this beautiful Sunday morning. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, if you hear this day and you don't have your Bible, all the scriptures are going to be up on the screens here this day, and that goes as well for those that are viewing through Facebook. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. There was a battle about to take place. Amen. And I believe if you're not in a battle, There's one right around the corner is about to take place, or you're just walking out of one. Words of my pastor that he would always say that. We're facing battles that are real. Whatever the name of the battle you're facing is real. It's real. You may not get black eyes from it, though some do. We need to know that the battle we're in right now is real. We need to know also here this Sunday morning that we have the victory if we apply the marching orders of the Lord. Before Felipe came out, I brought him into the office and I said, you know, when you pick up the offering today, because I always had a problem about picking up an offering. I know where all of us are at, you know, in the finances department. And I said, you go out there and you tell them, you know, we're not just a local church, we're a regional, we're an international, we're about something. We're all over the world. All over the world, in every color and tongue, we are a great end time ministry. I says, you tell them that. If they need to sow, if they want to be blessed, because they're sowing into good ground, and the proof of that is that we're over 33 countries right now. Over 55 years, it didn't come because we were lucky. It's because there's a call and an anointing upon our ministry. We're part of a worldwide, international, great ministry that you should be a giver to. A ministry that reaches out to the worst of the worst. A people like you and I. A ministry that currently now reaches out to businessmen. Professional people. I want to let you know that you're a part of something great that's straight from God. That you become a faithful giver. So if some of you are now convicted because you're hearing it from me, I give you permission to go on your phone, go to the Cash App, and give the way you're supposed to be giving. We're here to build a church. I've been really nice the last couple of years. I've blessed being that, you know, that commander, the officer. And if we're going to be blessed, we need to learn how to give. God can't bless you if you're not a giver. Too many trying to be blessed on their own by what they make off their job. That just might pay the bills, but it ain't going to bless your life of God. I need to be blessed of God. This city needs to be blessed of God. This region needs to be blessed of God. This world needs to be blessed of God, not off some boss from some job. Last time I looked at the news, this is a God factor. World that we're living in right now. You need to be a giver. Start challenging the leadership at every level now. Got this beautiful facility. It's time that we pack it out. And it takes finances. I don't know if I'm nervous. I was feeling a little warm. I said, Felipe, a little warm. I said, man, go drop the AC. Get a little cooler in here. Amen. I'm going to look on the emails, and I'm going to be able to see if the Cash Apps came in at 11:15 to 11:20. And if that's you, I thank you. Amen? All you're doing is, do the bills need to be paid here? Yes. But what's more important, I told Pastor Felipe, you need to be blessed of God. It's so much more important than the paying of the bills. And I know each and every one of us need to be blessed by God. That paycheck ain't cutting it. It ain't bringing joy. It don't even bring joy on a Friday when you get it. Because it can't take you very far. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1 through 6. Tell your neighbor, Pastor, serious this morning. The Bible reads, after this, the armies of the Moabites, Ammonites, and some of the Midianites declared war on Jehoshaphat. Three armies rallied together. They came together to come after the army of God. Amen? Verse 2 said that messengers came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army from Edom is marching against you from beyond the Dead Sea. They are already... I'm going to go to my Bible because I'm not seeing clear today, baby. Praise the Lord. All right. Messengers came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army from Edom is marching against you from beyond the Dead Sea. They're already at Hazon Tamar. This was another name for Egedi. Verse 3 says, Jehoshaphat was terrified. Remember, it was a vast army. Three armies that came together. Verse 3 says that Jehoshaphat was terrified by this news. How many got some terrifying news lately? And begged the Lord for guidance. He also ordered everyone in Judah to begin fasting. So people from all the towns of Judah came to Jerusalem to seek the Lord's help. Jehoshaphat stood before the community of Judah and Jerusalem in front of the new courtyard at the temple of the Lord. Reading out of the NLT, New Living Translation. Amen. Verse 6 reads, he prayed, O Lord God of our ancestors, you alone are the God who is in heaven. You are ruler of all kingdoms of the earth. You are powerful and mighty. No one can stand against you. So here we find, as we pick up in the story this Sunday morning, that three armies, the enemy had gotten together, and they were coming around the corner in pursuit to attack the army of God. The word got out, and a messenger came to Jehoshaphat and said, hey, this is what's coming around the corner. The Bible records that he was terrified of the news that he had received. Scripture in verse 3 records that he was terrified by the bad news and that he begged the Lord for guidance. Real key here this morning. He knew trouble was coming. He knew it was a God factor trouble. He knew that it was a vast army that they couldn't go against toe-to-toe without God. And I believe there's some battles that are taking place right now, currently in your life, that are God-sized battles. And you're trying to change and you're trying to make those shifts but you're to no avail, you're not making it happen. Jehoshaphat here knew that he was outnumbered by the report that was given to him. And the Bible says that he went to the Lord and that he begged him for guidance in what to do. I beg the Lord for a message for each and every one of us here this day. For those that are viewing through Facebook, no matter what state you're listening from, I went before the Lord because of the times that we're living in right now, for guidance from the Lord. And whenever you ask guidance from the Lord, or whenever you ask help of the Lord, and you're begging, He's going to give you some instructions in what to do. Why would Jehoshaphat go to the Lord for guidance if he wasn't willing to do what the Lord was going to guide him by, the word he was going to give him? Too many times you say, "Help me, God. I need your help. I don't want to be like this no more." And he hears our cry and he says, "This is what I need you to do." And we close the ear to the guidance instructions of the Lord. He gives you the way out. He allows you step for step in what to do. You're begging. You're in a battle right now. You can't win by yourself. And you don't need all kinds of people to back you up on Facebook. All you need is one person to back you up, to guide your life. And that is Jesus, my friend. Help me, God. She's leaving me. He's leaving me. All right? I want you to stop drinking. I want you to stop partying. I want you to stop doing this. I ain't doing that. Stop begging then. It's like God ain't hearing me. No, you ain't hearing God. Pastor, come out the gates preaching today. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm here to give you the blessings of the sweet victories that God can give you only when he's involved in one's life. If you're looking for a pretty message, get off Facebook. Go find some other church around the corner that's going to tell you nice, beautiful words of no guidance of the Lord. Pastor's here to rock this morning. Tell your neighbor, pastor's here to rock the house of God here this morning. Man, Pastor, I've been crying and crying. It's like the Lord don't hear me. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He speaks to you every day. Pastor, I'm so desperate. I said 20 Hail Marys. I went back to old school. Pastor, why did you tear down the confessional booths in the church? I need someone I can talk to. I want to go behind the veil. Some of you said, "Pastor, man, I was hardcore when I was in the world. Man, when I did, man, the rest of these split, every corner I turned on. People skipped on the other side of the street. I was this, I was that, and then some." People are wondering why they're not getting the victory, wondering why they're not blessed. It's because you're not following the guidance of the Lord. How can you expect the blessings of God, the protection of God, when you're doing it the world's way? Jehoshaphat said that he was terrified. I'm terrified right now. What's going to happen to this church? Because times are going to get worse. And I'm looking for a man to raise up. I'm looking for a woman to raise up. One that just can't talk the talk, but walk the talk. One that's ready to get down in Jesus. He begged the Lord for guidance. And in verse 3, he begged the Lord for guidance. There was a vast army coming around the corner. And he made everyone go into a fast. He was terrified, but he knew what to do. He went for the guidance of the Lord, and then he told everyone to fast. I believe he had been here before. Verse 6 goes on to say, he prayed. So he went to the Lord for guidance. He told everyone to fast. And then verse 6, he went, he prayed, oh Lord, God of our ancestors, you alone are the God who is in heaven. You are the ruler of the kingdoms of the earth. You are powerful and mighty, and no one can stand against you. Jehoshaphat knew who his God was. Let's go to verse 13 now, since we're kind of getting warmed up right now. And we're going to verse 13 to verse 30. I need everybody following along, because instructions are being given here this morning. If you want victory in the battle you're facing right now, if you want the blessings of God upon your life, marriage, children, family, ministry. Verse 13 reads, reading all the way to verse 30, I'm going to be moving kind of quick, amen? Some of you saying you can move quicker? Yeah, sure can. Verse 13, it says, as all the men of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives and children, they were just like, if Jehoshaphat is terrified and he's our leader, and I like how 13 starts off, it says, and all the men of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives and children. They were all, come on, Jacob. Come on, Jason. Get over here, man. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You guys are walking too cool, man. Hold my hand. You're my son. Hold, come over here. And I want you to look with like a, what's going to happen? Look. Okay, go to your chair. The families right now are looking at what's currently taking place right now. The husband don't have a clue. The mother don't have a clue. The children don't have a clue. But God knows everything here this Sunday morning. And the Bible says, Jehoshaphat heard the terrible news. He was terrified. He rallied up everybody, started saying, okay, we're going in a fast, everyone. Then he started praying to the Lord, and all the families were there just, oh my God, are we going to die? Are we going to die? Are we going to die? Some of them say, we ain't making it out of this one alive. Did you hear that there were so many of them they couldn't even be counted? It was bad enough facing one army, the enemy, but now they're teaming up, tripling up on me. See, the enemy's trying to clean up on some of you here this day. Those that are watching on Facebook, the enemy is trying to clean up on your household this day. His plan is to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's being very effective in these days that we're living in right now. It's happening all around the world. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Just stay as I look like I had the two guys? I don't know about you, but back in the days when we were in the world, we would retaliate. Oh, you shouldn't have done that to me. Do you know who you're messing with? You better go ask someone. Homie, don't play that. Oh, you messed up now. But you become a Christian, you're just like, honey, that's what Pastor Herr would say. Honey, ¿qué te pasó? Where are we at? Verse 13 still? All the children are there watching. 14. The Spirit of the Lord came upon one of the men standing there, not Jehoshaphat. The Bible says that they were all there saying, what's the next move? Jehoshaphat said, don't look at me. God, what's the next move? But they were all standing there before the Lord. Instructions from the man of God of seeking guidance by the Lord, getting everybody to go into a fast and praying, amen, allow them to all stand before the Lord. And what did the Lord do? The Bible records there in verse 14 that the Spirit of the Lord came upon one of the men standing there. His name was Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, son of Benaiah, son of Jael, son of Matamores, a Levite who was the descendant of Asaph. The Lord started speaking through a man. He came upon a man that was there. Amen. Verse 15 goes on to say, he said, listen, oh, you people of Judah and Jerusalem, listen, King Jehoshaphat. See, I'm looking for some man to rise up that can give me direction, that God can come upon to speak into my life, that are doing the right things, making the right moves, where you could even guide my life and help me, even though I'm the senior pastor. Spirit of the Lord came upon that man, even told Jehoshaphat, this goes for you too. This is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged by this mighty army. He didn't say by this punk army. He said this, the army was real. The battle was real. The Lord himself says the army coming around the corner is a mighty army. Don't be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, here comes the guidance, the process, the steps. Verse 16 says, tomorrow, march out against them. You will find them coming through the ascent of Ziz at the end of the valley that opens into the wilderness of Jerel. But you will not even need to fight. But there's still guidance, or he's going to still give instructions. You ready for instructions? Take your positions. She's too many trying to fight the battle out of position. It's just not going to work, my friend. I don't care how many years you've been saved. Out of bounds means you're out of bounds. Out of bounds means you're out of God's will. Where not even he can help you. He says you won't even need to fight. Well, then why do we got to get in position? Because almost every fight, you got to get in position. Verse 17 says, but you will not even need to fight. Take your positions, one. Stand still, two. And watch the Lord's victory, three. The Lord's victory, not your victory, not my victory, but the Lord's victory is a sure victory. He is with you, O people of Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Go out against them tomorrow, for the Lord is with you. Then King Jehoshaphat bowed low with his face to the ground, because he got the word from the Lord to just one of the men that the Lord used that day. He knew that the word was from the Lord, not from that man that the Lord used. You need to know that the word you're getting here this morning is not my word, but it's God's word. Yes, it's coming hard, it's coming fast, it's coming quick, but that's the end time world that we're living in right now, and we need to boot up, suit up, get in position, be still, and be able to see the victory of the Lord. King Jehoshaphat knew that it was a word from the Lord. The Bible says and records that he bowed low with his face to the ground. It was so from the Lord that the Bible goes on to say, and all the other people of Judah and Jerusalem did the same. Worshiping the Lord. Worshiping the Lord. They were getting down like they already had the victory. The fight hadn't even started, but the word of the Lord had gone forth and declared victory. Verse 19 goes on to say, then the Levites from the clans of Kohath and Korah stood to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud shout. They were worshiping. They were bowing low, all of them. They were praising God. And the battle had not even begun. Early the next morning, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. On the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed. After consulting the people, the king appointed singers. There's praise taking place right now. There's worshipers, the worship taking place right here, and the battle has not even started. That's why I was giving you a Blues Clue before the service, giving you a chance to worship the Lord. You could have victory from the beginning of the word, not having to wait to the altar call. After consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army. Not snipe shooters, not rocket launchers. But he appointed singers to continue to bring the praise and the worship to the battle. Singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor This is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord. I will tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you in faith in advance. If you know my the way I pray, I always say, Lord, I thank you in faith in advance for what you're about to do, Lord, Father God. I call it a done deal, Lord, Father God, because I've been praying like that over 20-some years already. It works. I believe who he is and what he says he's able to do in anyone's life. He says, this is what they were singing unto the Lord. Not for the people to hear, but for the Lord to hear. Give thanks to the Lord. He is faithful. His love endures forever. They just had a verse, the first line of the worship song. And then look what happens in verse 22. At the very moment, they began to sing and give praise. At that very moment, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting amongst themselves. The armies of Moab and Ammon turned against their allies from Mount Seir and killed every one of them. And after they had destroyed the army of Seir, they began attacking each other. So when the army of Judah arrived at the lookout point, tell your neighbor, at the lookout point. At the lookout point in the wilderness. Woo! That's, man, if you guys are still doing what you want to do, you tattoo that right there. That'd be a good one. Lookout point in the wilderness. The Bible says when Judah, the army of Judah, arrived at the lookout point in the wilderness. I like it. I like it. They were getting down by singing. All they saw were dead bodies lying on the ground as far as they could see. Not a single one of the enemy had escaped. King Jehoshaphat and his men went out to gather the plunder. Now, I'm going to get a few listeners now, amen. They found vast, because why did they find vast amounts of equipment and money and all that? Because it was a vast army. They found vast amounts of equipment, clothing, and other valuables, more than they could carry. There was so much plunder that it took them 3 days just to collect it all. Give! And God will bless you. He's not all caught up in the battle you're in right now. He's caught up in wanting to bless your life. It took him 3 days just to collect it all. On the fourth day, they gathered in the valley a blessing. Woo! I like that one too. Second tattoo if you want one. The valley of blessings, no longer the valley of dry bones. But the valley of blessings, which got its name that day because the people praised and thanked the Lord there, is still called the valley of blessings today. Then all the men returned to Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat leading them, overjoyed to the Lord had given them victory over their enemies, plural. They marched into Jerusalem to the music of harps, lyres, and trumpets, and they proceeded to the temple of the Lord, where it all started at, amen? Where the instructions were given, where you are at here this morning, via Facebook as well. Verse 29 says, when all the surrounding kingdoms heard that the Lord himself had fought against the enemies of Israel, the fear of God came over them. You want your marriage to recognize Jesus? Praise and worship the Lord through the battle. You want your children to recognize Jesus? Praise and worship the Lord through the battle you're in right now. So Jehoshaphat's kingdom was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. On every side. Let's chop it up here this day. Verse 15 tells us, don't be discouraged while time has flied. I know that we got so many on Facebook right now in the church that have missed church so much that you want to make up for lost time. I got the time. Verse 15 says, don't be afraid, don't be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Question here this day. I have a question. Amen. I have a question here this day. Could you possibly be fighting a battle that does not belong to you? Because back in days, we fight anybody. We fight every day. We fight whether it was over something dumb or something big. Amen. Could you possibly be fighting a battle that does not belong to you? It might be a battle, I put here, that you're going through, but that still belongs to the Lord. You may say, Pastor, I'm going through a battle today. And I would have to say, are you seeking guidance from the Lord? What's your plan? What's your strategy in getting the victory here this day? Because apart from the Lord, we can do nothing. It's a vast army out there in this cold, darkened world that we live in right now that are ruthless. They're getting scandalous. Even people in the church are getting ruthless and scandalous. Not worried about what they say anymore. Not worried about what they put on Facebook no more. And putting scripture along with what they're saying and putting a twist to make it sound godly. That don't fly. On your best day, that don't fly. Even if you get 1,000 likes, that don't fly. It amazes me the stuff people put on Facebook, and I just gotta zip it up. Says, God, can you make that one my battle? Because I'll take that one to the backyard right now. No, just you don't say nothing. I got this. I find myself amazed with the revelation people put on Facebook to let everybody know their backslidden business. Pastor, you talking about me? Yes, I am. You figured it out. You prophet. You prophetess. You figured it out. What an embarrassment unto the Lord, unto the church, unto the body of Christ. What's wrong with you? You got children. People are being picked off right now, dying horrible deaths. Why do you want to be a part of that? And try to rally up people in the church to follow you. What's wrong with you? You want to backslide? Go back to Egypt all by yourself. Leave the church alone. Most pastors are playing it real safe right now. I'm ready for anything and everything. Record it. paste it, copy it, because it's going to remain recorded on Facebook. I am not pulling this message. It's from God. Pastor's mad now. God speaking. It's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. And then to say something like, well, I've been saved already for 5-7 years. I know what I'm talking about. Do you know what you're doing? Do you know what you're actually doing? My God. Where were we, God? Could you possibly be fighting a battle that don't belong to you, that you're trying to fight on Facebook, that you're trying to get people to justify your moves and your actions, to agree with you with an amen on Facebook? Oh yeah, brother, preach it, sister. Oh my God. I wouldn't use that at a street rally. We're living in end times right now. And I'm here looking for men and women that are willing to get it right. A righteous anger right now. It's happening all over the world right now. And we're just allowing the enemy to do whatever he wants. In our house, in our marriage, in our children, on Facebook. And we just play it low. Just take the high road. Just play it off. Play it off. Play it off. Play it off, man. It's all good. It's all good. God loves me. Yes, he does. He wants you to change. Don't want to leave you the way you are. I want to let you know that this morning, what does belong to you upon your battle you face. I may not know the battle you're in right now, but I do have the guidance to give you here this day from God. It's God's battle. And this morning, I want to let you know this morning that what does belong to you and I upon every battle that we face. And here it is. Verse 3, he begged the Lord for guidance. I'm going to say it again. He begged the Lord for guidance in verse 3. He ordered everybody to begin fasting. As a leadership, we're going to be doing it weekly now. You see, I got to be obedient to the message myself. I like eating just like everybody else. I have to be obedient to the Lord. Just as King Jehoshaphat had to be obedient to a man that the Spirit of the Lord fell on when he gave the word that was from God. That allowed the king to bow down. Because he knew it was the Lord speaking. And not just speaking, but giving the way out. Saying, don't trip. I got this one. This battle's mine. But this is what I want you to do. I do know what belongs to us in the battle that we're going through. And that's seeking the guidance of the Lord every day. Two, fasting. Well, Pastor, I got medical problems. I got a few of my own, amen? But you can find, if you want to call me, I'll strategize with you. And what you can fast is something that you sacrifice, that you like. It don't have just to be food. In verse 6, he prayed before the whole assembly. He prayed to the Lord, and he let the Lord know how great he was, and the God of the ancestors and this of the heavens and the earth. No one can stand against you. You're mighty. You're powerful. He prayed that God was able. He didn't pray, what are you going to do, God? She's leaving. What are you going to do, God? What are you going to do, God? He prayed who God was and what God was able to do with his prayer. You are powerful and mighty, and no one can stand against you. In verse 17, Jehoshaphat, he's lit now. Amen? He said, now, I'm not quite sure how the Lord's going to pull this one off, but he has spoken. Verse 17, he says, take your positions. Some of you there listening to Facebook got to get back into position. The reason you're listening to Facebook is because you're out of position for some of you. For some of you. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Turn the phone up a little louder. I'm talking about you. Yeah, you, right there, you. Being positioned in Facebook is good, but you need to learn how to assemble yourself with the assembly of God here. Amen? It's in the Word of God. All up in your pajamas and shorts and sandals, con tus chanclas ahí mirando el mensaje. Your hair all messed up. I'm going to leave it there. You need to take your position. There's a battle taking place. Next thing you got to do, you got to stand still. I preached last week on Father's Day. Be still and know that I am God. Stand still, it says there in verse 17. And then he goes on to say in verse 17, watch the Lord's victory. You need the Lord's victory right now. You can't pull it off. You cannot pull it off. Yeah, you cannot pull it off. If you could, you would have done it long, long, long time ago. Time says you can't pull it off without the Lord. Chava's in the back row with his mask, and his mask started here, and he goes, "Hey, Pastor, that's on." Get his mask keeps going higher and higher. Don't make me tell Sister Jane to turn the camera back there, man. His mask is going higher and higher. He said, Pastor, orale, get the pasa. What's happening? I'm preaching an end time message for an end time people that want to be blessed and have the victory, a godly victory. I know we have a few guests with the new people here this day. This is not really me. No, it is. Poor Sister Connie. I'm sorry. I think Connie's sister's here. And there she is right there, baby. She's with her guy. I think they want to get hooked up. And I said, they got to come to church. They got to come to counseling. I'm sorry, guys. I'll preach real mellow next Sunday. If you guys are here, I'll preach, I promise, man. I'll mellow out a little bit. This kind of preaching is what saved Connie. Okay, sis? You remember who Connie used to be? Mm-hmm. A little spit, a little preaching hard don't hurt nobody. We need to hear the truth here this day. It sets the captives free. You're looking at an ex-heroin addict, full-blown, OD'd 15 times, prison, the whole nine yards. Set free by the Lord 23 years ago. He says, watch the Lord's victory. He says, I want you to get that peeking part. I want you to see the Lord's victory. I want you to see how God's going to do this victory. I want you to recognize Jesus. Just be still. I just want you to look, to recognize how he's going to pull this one off. Go out against them. We got to be expected when you come to church. Because a lot of people are going to make some commitments here this day at the altar call. They're listening through Facebook. You're going to make some commitments, but then mañana comes, and are we going to follow through with the commitments? The next morning came, they got booted and suited, and they went out. They were obedient even the next day. Too many times we make promises today and don't keep them. And tomorrow comes. He says, go out against them tomorrow. Amen. You're going to have to face your battles. You're going to have to deal with your battles. You're going to have to face your battles. Each and every one of us got to face the battle we're in right now. And too many times we'd rather get mad and start yelling at somebody else to get the focus off of us. Amen. He says, you go out tomorrow. You go out tomorrow against them. You get in position. You be still. And watch the Lord's victory. You're going to have to deal with your problems. Stop waiting for that right man to come and just sweep you off your feet. He can't do it. Stop waiting for that woman that, just has you all over the place and just come and sweep you off your feet. She can't do it. This is a God victory. You got to face your battles. You got to deal with them. Something going wrong in your marriage? You got to face it. You got to deal with it. It ain't going to get better all by itself. In verse 18, the Bible records that King Jehoshaphat bowed low with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem did the same, worshiping the Lord. When that word came from that man that the God came upon, when that word came, it allowed the king to bow down. God's word, I put in my notes, God's word alone allowed them to bow and worship the Lord. His word alone, before the battle had even started, the word of the Lord came through a man. It fell on one of the men there assembled there with King Jehoshaphat. And the Bible says when that word of the Lord came upon that certain man, amen, he started speaking. It was the Lord speaking through him. The word alone had the king bowing down, and the Bible records, and everyone else. Your worship is recognizing and trusting the Lord. Your worship, your praise and your worship represents recognizing and trusting the Lord. Too many people at the time of praise and worship are just there talking with one another. Some of you were talking through all the praise and worship at your house. Some of you were praising, some of you were worshiping. I know not everyone was doing it, I know. And just here, and no praise, no worship, because the battle you're in has you defeated. The battle you're in has you defeated, and God has given guidance and instructions to praise Him anyhow, to worship anyhow, because that battle belongs to Him. God's word alone brought the king to bow low to worship the Lord, even before the battle started. His position now had gone low. He bowed before the Lord. It had gone down low because he knew death was coming to everybody. All the families are standing there. The King Jehoshaphat could only do so much. He knew this was out of his hands, and he bowed low before the Lord. He bowed low before the Lord. He had nothing else to fall on but the word of the Lord. And the Bible says that he worshiped the Lord and everyone else followed him. He was worshiping, he was recognizing who God was. He was trusting who God was through his word and his acts of bowing down and worshiping him. All the people of Judah and Jerusalem did the same, the Bible says. That everyone now was recognizing Jesus Everybody was now bowed down and worshiping the Lord, and the battle had not even started. The enemy had yet not even showed up, and they were had their praise on. They had their worship on. Why? The word of the Lord had come to them before the battle hit. They already had a word to stand on. What you've been standing on lately? The Bible says that they praised the Lord in verse 18. Are we still up there? Give me the end of 18. Is that it? Where is it where it says with a loud shout? I'll get it. Verse 19 reads, then the Levites from the clans of Kohath and Korah stood to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud shout. It was like the baseball team had just hit a grand slam home run. Marcos, I mean church. Facebook, are you ready? I want you to tell the person sitting next to you, pastor says, are you ready? If you're all by yourself listening to the message, tell yourself, are you ready? The Bible says that they praised the Lord with a very loud shout. Yeah. The Bible recorded, the battle had not even started yet. That's the way we got to come when we come into the church, house of God, in the time of praise. When the man, we got to be shouting. We got to be in it. So I'm going to count to three. And when I count to three, I want us all just to shout. Like you used to when you were in the bar, when you were in the world, when you were listening to those rancheras, mariachi, whatever kind of shout you got. I want to hear it when I count to three. One, two, three. Hey! All right. All right. Shake it up. No, I don't know what to do, Pastor. Shout! Give Jesus some praise. That's what you do. I already tried that. It don't work. Llorona! Did we count to three already? Let's count to six. No, I'm just joking. Verse 21, he appointed the singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him. Amen? He sent singers before the army. Singers, praise and worship team. It's very important. We need men and women getting on the praise and worship team. Amen? If I got to go to Africa to bring some people here, I'll go to Africa to bring some praise and worshipers in this house. You got to get radical, man. We got to have a shout in our praise. We got to shout and praise the Lord like we believe what we're praising and shouting about, that he is able. I love this one, verse 24. They're getting closer, man. The singers, shando, rando. They're getting their shando on. And they're the singers. They probably had dresses on and high heels walking through the wilderness, and they're praising and shouting, and all the men are behind, and there's girls in their high heels praising the Lord and worshiping the Lord. Amen. And then they get to verse 24. Let's go to verse 22. And the Bible says in verse 22, at the very moment when the girls were praising and worshiping the Lord, they didn't care what they looked like in the high heel. They were going through the wilderness. Yahoo! Tiraron gritos and everything. And the Bible says, at that very moment, as they started to praise the Lord, obedient to King Jehoshaphat and going before the army and meeting the battle. Verse 24 says that they finally, so when the army of Judah arrived at the lookout point, okay, here's where we stop and see what the Lord's going to do. We did what we had to do. This is the lookout point now. Now we're just going to look. We see the vast army coming. Ain't no way out of this one. Now it's time just to get at the lookout point. It's time to get at the lookout point and see, not the vast army, but see how God's going to pull this one off. It's time to look, recognize Jesus, that he said that this battle belongs to him. We've reached the lookout point. Now we're going to see how God's going to pull this off. Tell your neighbor, look out. Tell your neighbor, Jesus is working it out. Look out. I put here, when your praise hits the point of the battle. When your praise hits the point of the battle, your battle, at that point, Jesus takes over. But your praise needs to hit the point of the battle. You got to go for guidance. You got to get in position. Amen. You got to get up the next day after promising the Lord on Sunday morning what you were going to do, what he said. You got to be still and carry out the instructions. And that's singing praise and worship all the way to the point of the battle of the vast army in front of you. When your praise hits the point of the battle, Jesus takes. There's power in your praise. There's power in my praise. Because when there's a praise that recognizes Jesus, even though there's a vast army, even though we're being defeated, when the praise hits the battle, it's not hammer time, it's Jesus time. The enemy couldn't figure out. The enemy became confused and started killing one another. The enemy started turning on one another, not the church turning on one another. The enemy couldn't figure it out. They were confused. We don't have to figure it out how God does that one. We just got to get to the lookout point, knowing that we did what we were supposed to do. We're on the praise and worship part of it, on the point of the lookout point. And we're waiting to see God to be able to say, look at God, look at God. There was a black brother in the South Side when I used to preach, and I'd start preaching all crazy, and he would say, look at God, look at God. The whole time through the message, look at God, look at God. And that day, I was preaching the craziest messages, amen. This is the same message you're hearing right now. The brother would be going, look at God, look at God. And then he would say, talking good, talking good. I don't hear that no more, man. When is he going to be over with, man? Talking good, talking good. In verse 25, you see, when you got a praise and it hits the point of the battle and Jesus takes over, There's blessings to the man that's obedient to the guidance of the Lord. There's blessings to the woman that's obedient to the guidance of the Lord. Without you having to lift a finger, amen, because the battle belonged to the Lord that day. But they had to get in position, do everything all the way to the point of the battle. I think sometimes we got to lead the Lord to the point of our battle. It took them 3 days to collect all the plunder that they got from this vast army. I put here in my notes, God victories bring blessings. God victories, godly victories brings blessings. Godly victories bring blessings that you know are from the Lord and not some paycheck off some job. Verse 26 says that that place was called the Valley of Blessings. Wow. The Valley of Blessings. And it goes on to say at the end there that it is still called the Valley of Blessings today for those that choose to be obedient. God is wanting to bless you. But too many times we're doing stuff we shouldn't be doing. And we hinder the hand of God from blessing our lives. I put here in my notes, you can turn your battle or battles into blessings. You can turn your battle you're facing right now into the biggest blessing. Do you know that? It's what God's word says. I've been preaching it. Their battle, that there was no way out, apart from with God not being in the midst, was death. But because it was God's battle and he took it, because they followed the guidance of him, the king Jehoshaphat, they all got hooked up. All of them were getting, they were like riding, doing that plunder. The Valley of Blessings. The battle you're facing right now belongs to the Lord. But even though it belongs to the Lord, you still got to make the right moves. You still got to make the right moves. Turn your battles into blessings. How? Through praise and worship. Verse 29, the Bible goes, when all the surrounding kingdoms heard that the Lord himself fought against the enemies of Israel, the fear of God came over them. They didn't see what happened. They just heard about what happened. And that alone brought the fear of God upon their lives to recognize Jesus. My brothers and sisters from states away, from Texas and California, heard, my mom and dad heard 23 years ago that my life was changing. I was out of prison for the second time. And that I was doing good in the Victory Outreach Church there in Salinas. And they were all saying, he gonna mess up. Just a matter of time. He messed up like he did last time. I ain't talking to him. He gonna mess up again. Another year went by. Another year went by. 10 years, 23 years have gone by. Now all of them have heard and seen that the Lord is able not only to bring victory to a man or a woman, but to be able to bless them with the plunder that came from, you guessed it, the battlefield. This man right here, he's blessed. Got a new tie. You like my tie? Felipe got me having a new look now. You like it? But this tie and this suit don't bless me. I'm just trying anything and everything to grow this church. Took off my goatee. said I'd never do that. I shined my shoes a little bit more. My wife brought me new boxers. The fancy kind. But the problem is, too many have fancy boxers. Can't walk the word of God. Are you going to allow your battle to bring recognition to the Lord or recognition to the enemy? What is the battle you're in going to show your family, the friends and the people you know? Is it going to show that the Lord is with you or that the enemy's with you? Your battle will either bring recognition to the Lord or to the enemy. I bought recognition to the many, to the enemy many, too many years to be cursed. Now I bring recognition to Jesus to be blessed and to bless you. My life is a living proof that the many battles I've been in have blessed my life. But I have to go before the Lord. In the beginning, I just went before the Lord on my behalf. Now I go to the Lord before all of y'all's behalf. That the Lord give me a word that you need to hear. And it's a real simple one. Get in position. Come to church. Be still. Pray. Ask the Lord daily for his guidance. Be a giver. Be a giver and be a recipient of the plunder. Treat your battle as your blessing, not as your defeat, as we stand this day. So some of you are so used to being defeated that you're like paralyzed. All you got to do is shift your battle and give it to the Lord. I'm not just saying that spiritually because everybody says, oh, the battle belongs to the Lord, sister. No, it got broken down today in his word. He got broken down real good. It got broken down today even for a new convert to hear. What you're going through, what you've been fighting year after year, it's not your fight. But what is your duty is getting in position. Asking, going before the Lord. Having a praying life, a giving life. That is your responsibility for every battle you face, small or great. But the battle, it belongs to the Lord. They brought the praise all the way to the point of the battle. And then they got at the lookout point, and then Jesus took over. How many need Jesus to take over right now? How many got a problem, a battle you're in, and you need Jesus to take over? Something needs to change. Something needs to give. And all it is a shift of a mentality and recognizing Jesus and taking him at his word and giving him that battle that you've been holding on for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. It's not yours to fight. All you got to do is praise him and worship him like he's got it all taken care of, because he does. He does. Bring your praise here this day as we close, your worship to the battlefield. The Bible says they got into a verse, and at that very moment, the Lord came down and confused the vast enemy and turning on themselves. Whatever the song is, whatever the song is. As you stand there in your home, everyone that is here, it's time to worship the Lord. I know it sounds too good to be true. Sounds too easy to raise your hands, and it's gonna make the change in the battle. I'm here to tell you, it's not too good to be true. Amen. That you can give the battle over to Jesus. I want to let you know that He's the same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. And the valley today is still called the blessing of the valley. The valley of blessings. Let Him bless you in your battle. Let Him bring you peace and rest on every side in the battle you're up against right now. Allow the Word of God to allow you to worship God. Allow the Word of God to allow you to praise and worship Jesus in the midst of your battle. Get in position. Be still. Pray. Take your praise and worship into the battle you're facing. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Fight your battle in position. Fight your battle in position. Don't fight your battle based on who you are. Fight your battle based on who God is and what He's able to do. He's gonna build His church. He's gonna build His church. He's gonna build His church. Get to your lookout point. Get to your lookout point. Get to your lookout point. See Jesus. Look at Jesus. Recognize Jesus. Get to your lookout point. Oh, shatara baba siya. Can say we have marching orders. Even though the battle don't belong to us, the marching orders do. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to keep hoping she changes by herself? You're going to keep hoping he changes by himself? You're going to hope that new car they brought, it's going to change them. that high-paying job they just got is going to change them. None of that works. There's only one that needs to be the one for your life, and his name is Jesus. Father, here this day, we praise and worship you. We submit, we bow to your word, Lord Father God. I pray that you empower every man, woman, and youth, Lord Father God, that what they're stuck on don't belong to them, Lord. But the instructions, the marching orders do. Bless that man. Bless that woman, Lord Father God. Allow them to taste of you here this day and know that you are good and that you're able to back up what you say. In your precious name we pray, and we all say in one accord, amen. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering, amen. Hallelujah. God bless each and every one of y'all. Catch up with you next Friday via Facebook and next Sunday morning here at the house of God. God bless.